Hey everybody, this is your crazy uncle. Just wanted to take some time away from the serious stuff, and I wanted to talk to you about what makes a crazy uncle a crazy uncle. Because I guarantee you got a couple of us. So grab yourself a beer. In my case, it's homemade wine today. I want to go over what makes a crazy uncle a crazy uncle. Now most of you have one, at least I hope so, because what makes us crazy is we're realists. We are dyed-in-the-wool realists. And we've been realists for most of our lives, we just didn't know what that was. We see the world without a filter, and for most of us it caused us to act and talk a little weird. Is what it is, but we're also truthful. We're straight up, in your face, you ask us a question, we'll give you an answer. Might not be the answer you want, but it is the truth. Boom. There it is. We're just going to be straightforward. Now, because of this, we have a weird sense of humor because we try to lighten up a lot of the harder situations so they seem just a slightly bit more palatable. But you know what? We don't care. We don't care. We like hanging out with family. We like setting people up for success. We like our hobbies. We like doing things that would not only make us happy, but others happy. But do not ever, ever, ever confuse that kindness for weakness. This is a common misconception. A lot of people think the crazy uncle, you just got to tiptoe around him because he's a little crazy. Yeah, he has to be, or else people try to take advantage of him. And a lot of us become crazy uncles because, well, we become what's known as blackpilled. And blackpilled is simply you see the world without a filter. It's not red-pilled, by the way. Don't get the two mixed. Being red-pilled is simply no filter. You understand the difference between male and female and how biology and sociology hit each other. And you realize that people are trying to make sociology the end-all, be-all to that. Good luck with that. Enjoy your boxed wine, which is disgusting stuff, and your god-awful cats, which, just like one feminasty ended up with her bed covered with so much cat shit and piss that she can't even sleep on it. Maybe not like that show. Maybe next time I'll tell you why Big Bang Theory is one of the most blue pill shows you ever seen in your life. We'll see. Let's see if people like this, though. Now, you might have a crazy uncle who might be a little mean. A lot of times, that meanness is a defense because people will take advantage of them if they are even the slightest bit nice. Or they've been taken advantage of way too much. A lot of those guys, yeah, they're the ones who got divorced. They're the ones who got screwed over. Maybe their best friend, cheated them some way. Like, whatever hurt them, cut them deep. Or they've just been cut so many times that they're like, never again. So if they're, as crazy uncles, if we're a little salty, we're a little salty. But you know what? Under all that, I'll give you a little secret. We actually give a shit. Don't tell anybody. So that's what a crazy uncle is. Now, this crazy uncle is going to actually talk to you some funny shit. And I just want to talk to you some funny shit. And this is life lessons. You can learn from this, but it doesn't mean you can't laugh at the same time. Right, Blake? Right, Pop? I know you're watching this. By the way, if I can find a link to their channel, I'll put it in the description. I was at my first duty station, and I still can't believe this happened. Meet up with a woman in a club. We're chatting it up a little bit. I won't say we were both drinking. I drove her back to her place, which the location was Pearl Harbor, so it made me a little wary, but what did I know? I was a dumb kid. And by the way, if you're young, you're a dumb kid. I don't care how smart you think you are. you're a dumb kid. That's not a shot. That's just reality. But I digress. We get back. Things immediately get hot and heavy. And I shit you not. We had just finished our... Well, she had finished several times, because on that one, I never slack. If it's in my ability to do so, I'm doing it. Well, within reason. She comes out with a freaking strap on, I'm running for the door. The only thing left of me is going to be a vapor trail. Yes, laugh at that. In any case, I hadn't even withdrawn. I hadn't even lost hydraulic pressure yet. And she said, wow, my husband never does me like that. Obviously, I have to. This is on YouTube, so I got to freaking change the way I do things. Put yourself in that situation for a moment, though. You're still on top of this woman. I will admit, for about 10 seconds, the same way I just was, I just froze. I was like, what the? And I literally jumped out as fast as I could. I was like, what the fuck? And I just start screaming. Just going absolutely nuts. And I'm grabbing my clothes as I'm yelling at her. She didn't think anything was wrong. Oh, don't worry. His chip won't be back for like 3 months. Yada, 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 yada. I'm like, woman, what the hell is your problem? What the hell? This is just jacked the hell up. I freaking grabbed my stuff. I got the hell out of there. She's actually saying I'm being weird. I'm being weird? I'm not the one who just cheated. Okay? What the hell? At least I had another one wait till I had at least gone to the bathroom and took the condom off before she admitted she had cheated. Still yelled at her, but holy crap, at least she gave me that courtesy. The fuck, people? So, yeah. You'll end up getting around, you'll end up your own crazy, jacked up stories. I don't know if this counts as a wango tango, whatever you guys call that shit, but is what it is. Now the thing is, I learned from that. I want you to learn from what happened to me as well. Because the next time I was at a woman's place, before we got into it, she actually asked, you want anything? Jokingly, I said, how about a martini? She said, okay. I could actually hear her shaking everything up. I was like, that's a fine. So I looked at the pictures around. As I focused on one, and she's got her arms wrapped around this guy from the back. And I was like, who's this guy? She's like, who? The guy in the yellow shirt. What? She sticks her head out. And she goes, oh, that's my husband. But don't worry, he's away right now. Won't be back for a while. And she ducked her, like it was fucking nothing. I very quietly exited the house, got in the car, and as she ran down the stairs, I freaking slammed it in first and slammed on the gas, and the only thing left of me was some skid marks on the ground. I did not care that I hit freaking speed bumps on the way out. I was getting the fuck out of there. No thanks. Do not want to be in the 2A rifle range or in a knife fight with my freaking dingle dangle hanging out. No thank you. Been in knife fights before. Would rather not do that twice. Well, three times, or not that I would know anything about that, right, Pop? So anyways, learn from what we have to say. Us crazy uncles, we got a lot to tell you. We got a lot of life learning that you can actually pick up, especially when you're young. And then, you know, just you can use it and not hit the same potholes we did. Because we didn't have the information age. We didn't have the internet or any of that shit. So keep that in mind. Now, some of the other stuff I'm going to be doing later, I don't know. Some people have been saying I should get in some of the prepper stuff because, I mean, that's what I know. I don't mind sharing some of the crazy fucked up stories that have happened to me because, let's face it, you gotta laugh. You just gotta laugh. Okay. And I'll leave you with one joke, all right? Because I'm hitting, I think, somewhere around, what was it, 10 minute mark. Why is a female, you know, slip up and down instead of side to side? So when they slide down a banister, it doesn't go. Hope you enjoyed that one. This is your crazy uncle. Make sure you hit all the, do the YouTube stuff down below. Because so far, I ain't got subscribers. I think I got a few that have been nice enough to sign up before this channel even started. And to that, I raise my glass to your health. And I'll see y'all in the next one. I'm out.